Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Barb Peterson and we're going to be talking about diabetes. Good morning to you, Barb.
Good morning.
And Barb, you head up for Cass County Memorial Hospital. You head up the center here.
Yes, I am the director of the Cass County Memorial Hospital Diabetes Education Center. And we provide group and individual education sessions for all aspects of diabetes for any particular needs people have.
And we may come back and I may have a couple questions about that, but there's a couple of events coming up that we want to talk about, and people just need to kind of be aware, and even if they don't have diabetes, they probably know somebody who does, or just for general information. So the first one I think you want to mention is coming up on the 18th.
Yes, we have a program on March 18th at 6 p.m., and it's going to be held in our new conference room 2, which is on the main floor of the hospital, kind of down the hallway where x-ray or diagnostic imaging is. I'll try to have a map out so if people come to our office that they can find where they need to go. It's at 6 p.m. in the evening, and anyone is welcome to attend, whether you have diabetes or not, or whether you just want more information. We're going to be talking about better office visits, caring for your diabetes, and we do have a guest speaker, Carrie Seaton. She's a dietitian and also a certified diabetes educator from the Novo Nordisk company, a company that supplies insulin. And she's a wonderful speaker, and she'll give you some helpful hints on how to make the most out of your doctor visits.
How do you know her? What is your relationship with her, Ben?
Well, with a lot of the companies, we get information as far as updates, as far as anything new with their medications, patient assistance programs with some of the medications. So we're able to help out some of our patients with that if they're struggling with some of the cost of some of the medications. They also sometimes do provide some samples for those that are starting on insulin. And you can visit with your doctors about that. Mm-hmm. They're support for us, and they're a support for you also if you need to know more information about the medication you take or how to care for yourself with diabetes. Whether it's this company or another company, you can check the websites, and a lot of them have patient assistance programs or programs to help support you in managing your diabetes at home.
Lots of support there, and we're going to mention websites again later. But, okay, 6 o'clock on the 18th, and about how long might this program last?
I would plan on about an hour. She won't be talking for the whole hour, but that'll allow us some time to have some question and answer session. And please do ask her questions when you come. She is a wealth of information.
Okay. And do people need to pre-register for this?
No, you do not need to pre-register. The program is free and open to everyone.
All right, and we'll remind folks of that. Then about a week later is another kind of day that we need to tell people about.
Yes, every March, the American Diabetes Association holds a Diabetes Alert Day, and this will be on March 25th. And this is a day that just kind of opens the awareness of whether a person is at risk for diabetes, and the goal of the program is to stop diabetes. And the Alert Day, the theme for it is take it, share it, step out. And even though the 25th is Diabetes Alert Day, they kind of leave the program open for about the next month, March 25th through April 25th. You can go on their website and you can take a diabetes risk test to see if you're at risk for diabetes. Just some simple questions about your weight, age, family history, and other potential risks for prediabetes or type 2 diabetes. And then the step out part of that is every year in October, the American Diabetes Association holds Step Out Diabetes, and it's a walk to help promote awareness of physical activity and also to promote some funds to help them work on stopping diabetes.
All right. And it is really important, I think, that we do know about diabetes. I don't know if you have any figures handy, but I know, you know, over the past years, we keep hearing about younger people, children, a big increase in diabetes. I mean, yeah, we need to help step out of that.
That's right. Diabetes is a serious disease. Nearly 26 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes, and a quarter of them, about 7 million, do not even know they have diabetes. An additional 79 million, or 1 in 3 American adults, have prediabetes, and that's where the blood sugar is elevated, but not yet to the point of causing diabetes, and it just puts them at high risk for developing type 2 diabetes. And there are estimates that as many as 1 in 3 Americans will develop diabetes in 2050 unless we take steps to stop diabetes.
Barb, is it true if you eat a lot of sugar that absolutely causes diabetes?
Absolutely not. It just depends on what's happening in your body, depending on how your body handles the sugar.
Okay. And that doesn't mean we should increase our intake of sugar. We all eat probably way more than we need. But, you know, you kind of hear that. So then that goes back, I think, to knowing about the risks. And then I had a question about, you said, you know, so many people may have prediabetes. But are there symptoms of prediabetes? I mean, just walking around symptoms?
No, and usually there's not any symptoms of prediabetes. And sometimes there's not any symptoms of diabetes itself. Some things that might put you at risk for prediabetes might be people that are overweight, that are inactive or sedentary, if you're over the age of 45, if you're African American, Hispanics, Latinos, Native Americans, Asian Americans, Pacific Islanders, or people who have a family history of diabetes are at an increased risk for type 2 diabetes.
So if you have that family history, it probably is a good idea to get tested for that more often than some other people might be tested.
Yes, your doctor or your medical provider can examine your risk for developing type 2 diabetes, and they can pick up on some of those risk factors and will do certain lab work to screen you for diabetes or prediabetes.
And that's pretty simple, isn't it, Barb? I mean, we're not talking about elaborate tests. Most of that's just a blood test. Am I right?
That is right. A simple blood test, usually a fasting blood sample where they would test your blood sugar, your cholesterol levels, other things about your blood, that's pretty basic and usually is done on most adults.
Okay. Do you have any special plans for alert day, or you're doing the one on the 18th kind of preceding alert day?
Yeah, we're kind of just doing the program on March 18th. Here at the hospital, and we kind of want to leave it up to people to get onto the website, or they could contact us if they'd like a risk test that they could take to see if they're at risk for diabetes, and just getting the awareness out on the radio and in the newspaper about
diabetes. Okay, you mentioned the website. What's the best way to get to the website?
The website is diabetes.org for the American Diabetes Association. It'll lead you to the risk test if you want to take that. It'll also open up the whole website for lots of information about diabetes and how to care for yourself.
Barb, one of the things that I hear people get really concerned about if they are diagnosed with diabetes, they go, oh my gosh, I can't eat anything I like. What kinds of helps can you give people if they get to that stage?
Well, we want you to eat. We don't want to take that away from you. But we need to be conscious about what we eat. And we don't recommend a diet that's going to exclude certain foods. The best thing, if you're really having a lot of questions, is to meet with the diabetes center or the dietitian that we have on staff. Just some general guidelines would be to be careful about what you eat, watch your portion sizes, try not to have a lot of sweet and sugary beverages, and get plenty of exercise.
When I hear that, I always think, you know, we all should be doing that just for good health overall.
That is right. Just generally, whatever is recommended for your body to keep you healthy.
Yeah. So we'd all be healthier if we followed that. Okay, remind us again about the special event coming up.
Our special event is a community event on March 18th at 6 p.m. in Conference Room 2 at the hospital. And it'll be about an hour program. And then on March 25th is Diabetes Alert Day. If you want to check out the website at diabetes.org, that'll lead you to the risk test.
Thank you very much to Barb Peterson, who heads up the Diabetes Center here at Cass County Memorial Hospital. And until next time, here's a thought from Jane Pauley. Trying times are for trying new things.